From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Now on Q News, especially for our VK4 listeners, an update on this year's WIA conference. This is Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey from the WIA Annual Conference Organising Committee. Well, there's no fear that this conference is being cancelled due to the coronavirus. Even though we did have 130 cruise ships stop in Hobart over the 1920 season, the WIA Annual Conference 2020 is only 2 months away and is shaping up to be one to remember. Let's have a detailed look over the next few weeks at the activities on the Sunday, the 10th of May 2020. And Sunday is packed with half-day options. The first option we'll cover this week is a trip out to the Groat Reba Museum and Radio Telescope at Mount Pleasant. It's about a 20-minute bus ride into the Coal River Valley. Now, Groat Reba was the father of radio astronomy, being the first person to build a big dish antenna for the purpose of mapping the sky at radio frequencies. He discovered many discrete radio sources and he mapped the band of bright radio emissions from our galaxy, the Milky Way. Reba came to Tasmania in the late 1950s because of its unique location at high magnetic latitude in the southern hemisphere. He spent 40 years studying low-frequency emissions with telescopes he built himself, first partnering with the University of Tasmania School of Physics and later on his own at Bothwell. His achievements are remarkable, not only in radio astronomy, but also in electrically powered vehicles, carbon dating of Aboriginal settlements, and in the genetic patterns made by growing bean plants. His creative vision had no limits. The museum has exhibits that show Reba's telescopes, his life's work, and his many other interests. A unique feature of Reba's original radio shack, the control building for the radio telescope array at Bothwell, which is installed at the museum with Reba's original radio equipment in place. The museum also shows the radio frequency spectrum with graphic illustrations and physical demonstrations of electromagnetic waves. The radio sky is shown with matching illustrations of galaxies as seen in the radio and optical spectrum acquired by the Hubble Space Telescope. A feature of the museum is a virtual reality theatre provided by the Swinburne University of Technology, and the museum will show entertaining and educational movies and demonstrations in three dimensions. The tour takes about 1.5 hours. This is a very unique and one-off must-see museum about a fascinating radio pioneer. Next to the museum is the University of Tasmania's 26-metre radio telescope that is used for research, and you'll be able to get up close and personal with the dish. Next week, we'll run through some other tours on the Sunday. So, see you in Hobart. 73 from Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey and the WIA Annual Organising Committee.
This is VK4WIA and you're tuned to Q News. Here in North Queensland, it can be heard on 40 metres, 7.070 MHz at 9.30 following the national WIA news of a Sunday morning. I'm Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. I've been seeing reports from stations around the world that, little by little, a promised improvement in operating conditions from the Sunspot Cycle 25 might be happening. It could be the welling excitement that is making stations hit the airwaves and make CQ calls. Might be coincidence that other stations are monitoring the HF bands and responded. But it might be the atmospherics for amateur radio are slightly improved. Why not see if you can get some QSOs in your log? At the moment, the Australian Health and Government are preparing for possible pandemic announcements as a result of the novel coronavirus spreading throughout more countries. This could have even further effect on commercial supply chains and the stringent controls the Chinese government is using to control the spread of the virus. So many of our goods, foodstuffs, medicines and fuel are imported. So we could not only see field hospitals trying to plug the gap for beds, but non-delivery interfering with normal commerce in this country. It might already be too late for current orders to be delivered in the near future, should this emergency be proclaimed. The hobbyist sources of parts from Southeast Asia is already suffering, and white goods retailers are advising that certain products will not be delivered until next year. It would be nice to know the future and to plan accordingly. It seems enough for the moment to see green grass instead of earth, and even lawn mowing seems less of a chore and more of a beautification project as the warm weather and rain do their work. Still, in my part of the world, the high humidity is difficult for people and the best ambitions are thwarted and jobs wait for cooler and drier times. I'm trying to fathom the limited advice and wondering what preparations are needed for a possible disruptive health scare, not known to the world since the Spanish influenza pandemic of 1918. I trust this passes and things come back to normal and the world resumes turning on its normal axis. Here we are approaching autumn in the Great Southland, and in the Northern Hemisphere they're celebrating the start of spring. The symbol of a changing season, with the animals appearing in the landscape that gave us the amusing expression, "He's as mad as a March hare." If the weather is suitable, you really won't have to be mad to go out in it, with the John Moyle Field Day in the diary for this month. Getting the gear out and operating from a portable location is regarded as experience that can be used at odd times if the circumstances require. So how about clearing your calendar for some not-so-mad March madness and blow the proverbial cobwebs from your operating skills? If you're so inclined, do a bit of research into who was John Moyle and why we have an event that celebrates his legacy in amateur radio. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.